On the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus Christ instituted the Lord's Supper. It is a ceremony. In it, he gives his own true body and true blood with bread and wine for us Christians to eat and to drink. There's been much debate over what Jesus means in taking the ceremonial bread and saying, "This is my body." And taking the ceremonial cup and saying, "This is my blood." Some have said that he changed the bread into his body, and he changed the wine into his blood. Others have taught that he meant to present the bread as a memorial sort of picture of his body, and the wine as only a memorial picture of his blood. Contrary to both of these, we maintain that his body is in, with, and under the present bread, and his blood is in, with, and under the still present wine. As St. Paul says, "Is not the bread we break a communion in the body of Christ, and the cup a participation in the blood?" Now, there are many things that the Scripture teaches about this sacrament. And with all the debates over the years, tracking the issues and learning the theological jargon can be complicated and very confusing. But there is one very practical point that shows us very simply what is at stake in this debate. When Jesus took the bread and said, "This is my body," did he actually mean that he was holding his body right there in his hands or not? Likewise, in the church today, when the minister takes the bread and quotes Jesus' words, "This is my body," does he actually mean to say that he is holding Jesus' true, essential body in his hands? That's the difference. The body and blood of Jesus Christ makes all the difference in what it means to go to church. Back in the time of the Reformation, some people disputed and said it didn't make a difference and pleaded with Lutherans to agree to disagree all about it. Luther responded that he cannot extend the right hand of fellowship to them. "For I am saying that at the Lord's table, Jesus' body and blood are there for me. But you teach that when I sup, his body is still as far away from me as heaven is from earth." That's the difference. So imagine that you had front row tickets to see a professional ball game. And when you arrived, much to your disappointment, the host sat you down in front of a TV to watch the game. The actual players were playing far elsewhere. In effect, you have front row seat to see, not them, but pictures of them. Lively, moving, and accurate pictures, to be sure. Pictures that adequately communicate to you what happens at the game. But still only pictures. Even if the players were shown on a nice screen, Jumbotron, IMAX, you wouldn't pay the same price as you would to see them live. Because there's a real difference in actually being at the game. Now, if Jesus' body and blood are only in heaven, then going to church to be with Jesus would be like going to a sports bar to participate in the game. Participation is one way, from a distance, through a screen, as it were, staring at pictures that are not themselves the things they present. And so, if the church has only been given instruction to use the bread and wine as pictures of Jesus, and if only the Lord's Supper is some merely symbolic gesture, why go to the church? Why go there to pretend to eat Jesus' body and blood when you can have wine and crackers at home? For the social aspect? For a scene change? Because Jesus said to do it? To prove that you really are a Christian? All these are, in fact, reasons you hear for going to church. But they're not the real reason why Jesus gave us the Lord's Supper. He gave us this meal to truly give himself to us in it and to share his salvation with us by communion in his flesh and in his blood. Now, if Jesus had decided not to come to church with us bodily, that would be fine. He knows what he's doing, and he would not fail to provide us what we need, even if he decided to rule from a distance. But wouldn't the church be so much more alluring, to Christians anyway, if it had Christ there bodily? If attending church was a real pilgrimage? If divine worship were a portal to heaven on earth? What if the church offered a real, tangible gift from God that you can't get at home? What if you could receive then and there, and only there, something that forgives your sins and really, truly, in space and time, materially gives you spirit and life and salvation? I have good news. That's exactly what Jesus did on that first Holy Thursday. He promised to make his body and blood available in the Lord's Supper as often as you eat and drink it. And as often as you eat and drink it, your sins are forgiven through these things that you cannot do without the church. Martin Luther once said, "If people really knew and truly believed what they are offered in the sacrament, they would be beating down the church doors to get in." And another thing, Jesus is not only present bodily as the meal, but also bodily as the host. Jesus promised to join with us in this holy meal, saying, "I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." In his resurrected human body, Jesus shares the supper with us, along with angels, with archangels, and all the company of heaven. We confess the real bodily presence of Christ in both the sacrament of the altar and in the office of the holy ministry. Now, if Jesus' body is only in heaven, nesting and warming the throne of his Father, then you are no closer to him at church than you are at home. But where two or three are gathered in his name, faithfully invoking his instituted words and ceremonies, his body and blood come to our church's altar, in bread, in wine, in ministry. In instituting the Lord's Supper, Jesus has made the difference between church and home, the difference between heaven and earth. Church becomes heaven, and the ceremonial in bread and wine are Jacob's ladder, upon which the whole heavenly host ascend and descend on the Son of Man to join us in the feast, where he is present in the body to serve you, his body and blood. This is what he instituted on Holy Thursday. Not just a picture, but a real Holy Communion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.